let's read a few minutes for the Zohar just to maybe help us out. Today is the first day of Shleshim Agdal. So 3 days before Shavuot, so whoever went to Shul today, realized they didn't say Tachna. So the reason why we didn't say Tachna today was because we're getting ready for our wedding. Okay. We're getting ready for our wedding. Okay. Right, the Arizal says that the same thing that happened in the time of like when we went out of Mitzrayim, those same things happen every single year. Those same lights that come down, they happen every single year. So, which means that what is the Pasuk says? The Pasuk says that when we got the Torah, we got remarried to Hashem. Right? It says Kutcha Rikushnate, like Hashem, so to speak, like the male. And Klal Yisrael is like the female. So we got married, so to speak, like we re-strengthened, we rebonded with Hashem. So let's read a little bit of the Torah. Right, the Torah is the Kli Kedusha. The Torah is what was Mekadesh us. That was what I found this going to say. Just read a few, little bit from the Zohar. It says, like, you can hear the following. And now you know this already?
No, I don't know anything.
So it says the following. It says, Rav Shimon, when he was sick and learned Torah the whole night of Shavuos, he would say that we're preparing the Kala, so to speak, like the Shechina, to come for tomorrow for the wedding. Right? Because it says that all the Chavraya, all the people who were learning the whole night, they are preparing her for the wedding tomorrow. Because we know that it used to be, Gemara talks about Zohar, that the Kala used to put on like 24 ornaments. So there's a thing to read Tikkun, and Tikkun you read all the 24 books of Tanakh. By reading all the 24 books of Tanakh, that's each book is, so to speak, putting like another ornament on the Kala, the Shechina, so to speak. Because what happens, first we go out of Mitzrayim. We try to get away from all our tumult. Then we have 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. Those 7 weeks are just like a woman to become pure. It takes her 7 days. They say that's what the 7 weeks are. Each week is corresponding to a day. And now we prepare for the 7 days, which we're holding right now. Then we get ready for the wedding. When's the wedding? The wedding is Shavuos morning. When we read the Torah, that's when we read about the Aseret Dibros. It's as if we're by Har Sinai again, like we're getting married, we're so to speak, we're rebonding with Hashem, remarrying Hashem, so to speak, Klai Yisrael with Hashem. That's why some shuls, some Ashkenazi shuls, they put a chuppah on top of where they read the Torah, they put a chuppah, they put flowers, because it's as if we're rebonding with Hashem.
That's
the mikvah, that's the main part. That's the main part.
Because I have my father over there and I can see alone the place, and my family wanted to go there to stay with them for a while. So I asked the rabbi, I go there, I get moved, and then I come down, and we'll see after Shavuos, he says. When we get married with the Yeshua.
So by reading, some people have the minute to read the Tikkun. What's the Tikkun? They read, it's a lot of reading, whoever could do it. The yeshiva here, they don't have shiur, they just read the whole night. They read the Tikkun. What's the Tikkun? The Arizal, and from Kabbalah, they say that the Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai to do this, read all the 24 books of Tanakh. It's not really the whole book, it's the beginning and the end of each book. A few psukim from the beginning, a few psukim from the end of, first of all, in Chumash, it goes through a lot of the Chumash, each parsha, a few psukim from each parsha. Then in the Nevi'im Ksuv, it just goes through the beginning of the book and the end of each book. So it could take a good 3-4 hours to read it, even if you're a quick reader, if you're a Balkar, it takes time to read it. Then afterwards, so the main thing is to read the 24 books of Tanakh. A lot of Sfarim have afterwards, a lot of other nice pieces of Zohar, different things. The main thing for the Arizal and the Kabbalah, to read those 24 books, which is on the Tanakh, the first section. Now they have a lot of other people like to read a lot of Midrashim and Mishnayot, and they read Mishnayot from every part of Mishnayot, and Brisot, and Gemara, and Tehillim. Those are all very nice. But the main thing from the Arizal and from the Zohar is to read the 24 books of Tanakh, whatever is in the Tikkun. Because by doing this, we're, so to speak, we're putting the 24 ornaments on the Shechina, so to speak, and which is Klai Yisrael, we represent the Shechina. When it's going to, so it could come to the wedding beautiful, so to speak, we can connect with Hashem. When they read the Torah, so to speak, we're rebonding with Hashem. To come to Kriyas HaTorah, to the, right, when the Hashem gives us the Torah again, that's like what's met bonding us, that's like our rings, right? The Pasuk says, V'yom Chatun HaTov V'yom Shechat Libo. So it's important thing, whoever can, or as much as we can, try to read the Tikkun, try to read whatever we can from the 24 books of Tanakh on Shavuos night. So that's further. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says the following. He says that whoever does this, they're called the Shashbinin of the Shechina. So to speak, it means, so you know, these days, a chassid and a kal, they have someone who watches them the whole day, right? The day of their wedding, and they take care of them and help them. So anyone who does that, so to speak, they're considered like the caretaker of the shechina, so to speak. Because they're taking care of the shechina and making sure she has all the ornaments and adorning whatever she needs. It's a very high thing to try to read whatever we can of the 24 books. It's a very high thing. There's a lot of nice things over here when it says about this topic. And it says, Rav Shimon Yochai says that whoever him and the Chabrayot, they're singing the song of Torah. And he says, tomorrow, the chuppah, the kav, right, when they're reading, they read the whole night, the 24 books of Tanakh, they were saying their chedusha, they said, tomorrow, Rav Shimon Yochai told them, tomorrow, the Shechina is going to go to the chuppah, only with you. You guys are going to have the schus to bring the Shechina, because you guys are the ones who put the ornaments on, and read the Sfar, read the Torah, you're going to, so to speak, bring the Shechina to the chuppah. That sounds pretty good. So you're going to have the schus, and all you people, you're trying to make the Misak and the Shechina, you do all these tikkunim, and you're all going to be written down in the book of remembrance that you're going to be, that you're the ones who help the Shechina, so to speak, get married back to Hashem and connect back to Hashem. Because we know what's the Kutcha Brichu Shechina. What does that mean? I mean, Hashem is only one. But we know that we always say this Kutcha Brichu, then the Shechin thing. Hashem is one, but the Shechina is the way His honor and Hashem's name is represented in our world. That's what the Shechina is. That's what you refer to as the Shechina, right? And so to speak, Klal Yisrael, we represent the Shechina. Our job is to bring up Hashem's name, so to speak, bring up all that honor back to Hashem. So we call it, we say we're miyachet, kutcha brichu shechinteh. We bring it together, we're unifying Hashem and the Shechina. What does that mean? Hashem is one. Unifying Hashem and with the honor that He deserves that connects with Hashem. That's our job. But us, and on Shavuot, that's what happens. It's an unbelievable connection with us and Hashem. When we get the Torah, it's like a husband and wife getting married. Like the puzzling of Shir Hashem says, "Yom Chatunatov, Yom Sirchat Libo." This is the day we got married. We had a chuppah with Hashem. So to speak, every year we rebond with Hashem. We go up another level to rebond with Hashem. We're like a chazan and a kal, like we're separated from Hashem. We're like a couple that's separated. We come back on Shavuos. It's a very, very strong connection. The Torah makes a very, very strong connection. So by Shavuos night, by reading these things and learning Torah in general, especially reading the Tikkun from the Zohar from the Arizal, this could adorn the Shechina, help us have a very big part of this bonding between Klal Yisrael and the Shechina. That's the beginning. Now, therefore, also, Rav Nachman talks about in Lakut Aran, Torah Nun Vav, lesson 56, the importance of going to the mikvah before Alayis HaShachar on Shavuos morning. It's very, very important. It's the highest mikvah of the year. It's called Mikvah Nun, because we have 49 days of Sefirah Sa'omer. The 50th day, we don't even count. So to speak, we do 49 levels of tshuva. Now, Hashem does the next level. Hashem, Rav Nachman said, we do 49 levels. Hashem, the 50th level, instead of us coming to Hashem, if we get to level 49, Hashem comes out to us. That's what Rav Nachman says. He comes out.
The
Kisei comes down. Yeah, the Kisei comes down. Sometimes we try to connect to Hashem. And the Gemara in Sukkah says, sometimes Hashem comes down to us. When we try to connect, sometimes like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shechina came down to him, and the Kisei HaKavod came down to him. So us, what's happening on Shavuot? It's such a strong bond. We're counting every day, more serious Omer every day. So we count 49 days. The 50th day, Hashem actually comes out to us, and to bond with us. So this is the highest mikvah of the year. It's that time, actually, Hashem's even trying to come out to us, the 50th level. Like Hashem says, you do tshuva, and I'm going to come back to you.
Then, from what time on?
Oh, so the mikvah, the highest time, right, so the highest time, the best time, if it's possible, and a person is able to, is to go between Alayis HaShachar and Nates, which Nates is about 5:30, and Alayis HaShachar is about an hour and 15 minutes, 72 minutes before. So the best time to go to the mikvah is between 4 o'clock and 5:30. Yeah, between 4:15, let's say 4:15 and 5:30 will be the best time. So that's Alayis HaShachar. Really, it's very early. Really, if you want to get the best time, to go right before dying, the mikvahs are packed. The place can say, if it's going to be too packed, you can't do it. Then do it earlier. Everybody does their best. Do the close Alayis HaShachar. Some people go 3, 3:30. Mikvahs are open. The mikvahs are pretty packed. Everybody knows it's the highest mikvah of the year. It's the mikvah Nun. It's the highest, the 50th gate of Dina. Right? It's the highest mikvah. Not just the highest mikvah of the year. It sounds like even higher than Erev Yom Kippur. So it's the highest mikvah we could possibly get to. The highest mikvah of the year to connect with Hashem. Hashem's coming out to us. And it's the mikvah right before the wedding. It's like we know people have a minute to go to the mikvah before the wedding. We go to the mikvah before we're going to actually bond with Hashem and reconnect with Hashem. So whoever can, it's the highest mikvah of the year. If you look at it in Torah Nun Vav, in lesson 56, and put them around, and that speaks at length. It's a very hard thing, it's very deep. If you see a little bit over there about the importance of this mikvah, the highest mikvah of the year, the Ilu Kutei Tefillah, Shem Nasa is a tefillah, the merit to get to this mikvah, and this mikvah is the source of the mikvahs of the whole year, as the power of the mikvah of the whole year. So if you get to that,
it's true.
Yeah, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy. I wouldn't buy the shoe.
I don't see
no. Blessed. Yeah.
Any
number of women
to go to
mikvah
at the same time?
No, not for ladies, for men.
Ladies don't go to mikvah. Amazing things. The women go into the mixture, Erev Yom Kippur, blah, blah, blah.
That's a different thing. Erev Yom Kippur is a mini for ladies to go anyway. That's a different thing.
Erev Yom Kippur. Not something like
it's not, this is saying, unless they read the 24 books of the Nachas, dance all night, maybe. It's more like a man thing. It's more like the Chash is a man. I never heard ladies. I never heard such a thing, but maybe. You can make a new mini. No, oh, so I just want to speak with this Indian, it's important Indian. Everybody, looks, I'm just starting off. Everybody, now do your homework and look into Kudaran lesson 56. Find out where your closest mikveh is and make sure you don't have to pay for it. Some mikvehs that are so packed, they make you buy a ticket from before.
What?
They make you buy a ticket. I don't think Rav Moshevska, they don't, but you don't get a towel. But bring your own towel, you don't get a towel. That's on Shavuos morning.
I remember.
Whoa. And some mikvehs like the Shinsky on Erev Shavuos, you have to buy like two, they give you an extra ticket, but also for the next morning. They don't want like the whole world.
No.
Shinsky's
also get a ticket.
As I say, you get a ticket. You get a ticket. Certain mikvehs, you have to make sure from before to arrange it. No, you don't have to get a ticket, but they don't give you a towel. Every mikveh has their own procedure.
I don't have a problem.
No, you don't need a ticket around Shavuos, but you need a towel. But every mikveh, you find that from before about your closest, nearest mikveh and arrange it from before. If you need a ticket, when you go, it's locked, it's open, only for frequent flyers, how it works. Because, no, it's important to find out.
And maybe there's not any water.
Right, maybe there's no Macamini water left, maybe people can drink all the water. But it's an important thing to find that from before about your closest, nearest mikveh. It's the highest mikveh of the year. It's a very big thing to be zeichah, especially before the chasana. Because the more we make ourselves a kli, a mikveh helps us become a better vessel. The more we make ourselves a vessel, the more we'll get from Shavuos. Everybody gets Shavuos somewhat. But the more we put into it, the more we'll get at it. So the more we make ourselves a vessel, try to learn the night before, try to read as much Tanakh as we can, try to go to the mikvah, try to daven to Hashem to accept, receive the vessel. The bigger vessel we have, the more we'll get. So it's worth it to try to invest time and energy, even though it's not so the best, most comfortable time to go to the mikvah. It's a pack, it's this, it's that, smell, the Nachman says no more water sometimes, everybody drinks the water. He says, the Maya we see from that Rizal from Shem Barichai, they're telling us this is the highest, Nachman tells us this is the highest thing of the year, the highest mikvah. And for us, it's very hard for us to get Kedusha. They tell us, you go into a body of water, get Kedusha, it's worth it for us to try. We're struggling with Kedusha, especially they tell us a pretty easy thing to do, relatively easy, to just go into a body of water, come out, think that you want to do tshuva, you want to come close to Hashem, come out. That could help us make a better cleave. Should definitely try to take up the opportunity.
Yeah. That's true. One thing I add something. It's very one thing that on this day when you're fighting for a spot inside of your mikvah and there's a lot of...
I got no problem.
And on the way out, and then a lot of people walk into the closel that morning. Just like going on the night of the day of the wedding, they say a person should completely guard his eyes. It's the same thing.
Just be careful.
You
know,
until you get through the day of Shavuos, it's like your wedding day, and a person should also guard his eyes completely, whether from seeing the bris kodesh of other men, which is there completely, and or seeing all the women that are walking around on the way to the kotel or whatever else.
Whoever wants to try to be Shari and thinks it's important, they go to Shar Shechem, the men go through Shar Shechem and the ladies go through Shar Yafo. So whoever wants, it's a little, makes it a little better, but it's not so smart. Do whatever you want.
Just like everybody was sick, the Kaddish Baruch Hu made them the poor. I hope there's not a shame. This
I try to read Tanakh. I don't have so much time. It takes a lot of time. It takes 4 hours. I start 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. I don't have so much time.
You do
the Tikkun, huh? Tikkun, it takes almost all night. It takes me a lot of time. I don't know where everybody else. Well, I don't know, but you, at least Tanakh, you don't have to finish all those Zarya and the Midrashim. Even Tanakh, the main thing is Tanakh.
You don't have to read the whole Tanakh.
It's not the whole Tanakh. It's in the book of the Tikkun.
Explain it.
It's not in the whole Tanakh. It's the beginning and the end of the Tikkun. They have it in the book. It's already tailor-made. The first like few psukim on every end of the pasuk of every parsha in the Torah, and then the Neviim and Ksuvim, which is the first few psukim, the last with every sefer. So you so to speak, you like you go around, get like a picture of all 24 of them. Arizal said to do this. We're just going to listen to Arizal. We believe that Arizal knew what he was doing, and he tells us to do what we're going to do.
So where is the sefer?
It's called Tikkun. Why any store? Tikkun Lal Shavuos. Any store has it. Every swarm store has it. Bring your own book. Huh? And that to me it takes 3-4 hours just to do Tikkun. Everybody, some people know how to read quicker. I read normally. Some people read very fast. Some people read very slow. Take more. Some people don't finish it.
Fast. They should be very fast.
No, it takes time to see, not full sleep and reading.
Do, and that's what's
yeah, the man, everybody tries. I want you to try. That's the, it's hard to read the whole night.
Is that mean by us?
That's Hashem, hopefully.
Okay,
if you give me, you save my seat.
It's going to cost you money.
Save my seat.
I'll take
care of it. I'm not to charge my seat. Save the seat.
I'm
going to
take care of it.
But don't kick anybody out.
Huh?
Don't kick anybody out.
No, no. You're going to take care of me and work for you.
Oh, fine. So that was just important. I think important thing to speak about. For me, I got I got a lot of it in the past few years. But the thing.
Professor,
what? Arizal says this is the main thing to do. This is the main thing to do. And he said. He said the main thing to do is to stay up, and the second main thing to do is this. He said on a shadow rabbi, the Arizal said the main thing is to say just Devarim. It's more important than staying up. The main tikkun for the neshama, and a shadow rabbi just saying Devarim is the main tikkun and. And on Shavuos, he says the main thing is to stay up, but it's also, he also says to say the 24 books. So a person can only stay up. It's also good. But it's the second, it's the, you know, the first thing is to stay up on Shavuos, and the second thing is also to try to say these books of Tanakh. See, the Zohar talks about, I'm saying there's a whole half a book here they cut out, they copied out of the Zohar, all about the Shavuos Naya. Unbelievable what it goes on. Just we don't have time now, but it's unbelievable what goes on, Shavuos, and just huge things happening. It's worth it to try to
have an interpretation. It sounds basic in the Gullus. They have two
siblings.
Why don't they have
two nights? Okay, no, I'm just going to go. Later, I'm going to try to do five. We'll do five times, twice, two double tomorrow. Is that good with you? It's five. As Shabbat, we'll do 2 days tomorrow. Fine. Let's get to the Gemara now. Baruch Hashem, I'm trying to get myself into it. Thank you for listening. Fine, so let's see this Gemara now. We're going to start now the Gemara, in the middle of the Amud.
What page are you holding?
I'm holding on the start of Makkah Zion on page 7b. Almost smack in the middle of the page. Right? On the, if you see Taisa's Nishmatah, it's exactly on the same line. Yeah, everybody's ready? No, we should start.
Makkah 7b.
What words do you have? Good. We're holding like middle, like smack in the middle of the page. Va'amine, Rav Avoh Rav Yechonah. Rav Avoh asked from him, meaning from Rav Yechonah. Right? Va'amine is a question. He asked from him. You know, who asked from who? Rav Avoh, may Rav Yechonah from Rav Yechonah. He asked the following question. Rav Avoh asked the following question. Haya Elu Besulam, if someone was going up the ladder, the Nishmat Hashliva, and it slipped around, Nishmat means it slipped, like Shemitah, it slipped, all the loads slip away. The Nishmat Hashliva, the rung slipped away. Basically, what happened? From under it. The nafla and it fell. But hard guy, it killed somebody. The rung of the ladder went and fell on a thing. The rung killed the person in the story. Was it the guy fell? The rung killed it. The rung fell on someone's head and killed him. Smashed it and killed him. Ma, what is it? What's the halacha? Kihai gavna. Like this scenario. Aliyahi. Is it considered, is it aliyah? It's considered that he was going up on his way up. And therefore, we learn, know the halacha. If someone accidentally kills someone when they're doing an upward action, there's no galus. That's the Mishnah told us. Because he used to say it's Aliyah because he was climbing up the ladder. So we view this as he was doing an upward motion, and the person got killed, so there's no galus. Or, Yerida, it is a Yerida, it's considered going down. You view that the person got killed from something in a downward motion. Why? Because he was going up the ladder, but he put pressure on the rung, and the rung fell down and killed the guy. So you do look at this, a person got killed from his action of going up, and therefore there's no, he does not go to Gullus, he doesn't have to go to right, the Kevin refugee. Or no, it's because since he pushed down, he's pushed the rung down and the rung fell down, he killed someone from downward action, and therefore you do go to Gullus, he does have to go into, he does have to run to Gullus, run to the Iron Mikkel. That's his question, how do you view this case? Amar Lei, he said to him, and Rabbi Yechonah said back to him, to Rabbi Avoh, who answered his question, he told him, Kvar already, Nogata, we already touched on this question. Yerida, this is the scenario of Yerida, when you're going down, Shahid, that is, Tzarech Aliyah, for the purpose, for the need of going up. Meaning, you're pushing down on the ladder, you're pushing down on the rung, for the purpose of climbing up. And what did we say earlier in the Gemara? That this is considered going down, even though it's pushing down. In order to go up, we view this as a downward action, and therefore you do go to the
Gemara.
What do we have? This Gemara a few lines on top. Tana Rabbanan. We had this on top a few lines before. This Gemara one, we had a few lines on top. What did Gemara say? It said if you threw it on him, to include that in the case of Yerida, which is Tarech Aliyah, that you consider this case, you do go to Galus, because we consider it a Yerida. We consider it.
Where is that?
That is. It's what number line?
That's the case of throwing the Raj. Look at
that. Sorry?
16 lines from the top of the page.
What's the first one?
On that line, Lesayne.
Okay,
so then that's a period. The Gemara starts. Ay hishlach alav. That's a quote from the pasuk. Or you threw it on him. Lahavi, to include that you go to galus in a scenario of yerida when you're going down. Shehi tarich aliyah, which was for the purpose of point of going up. As we said earlier. So you tell him we already dealt with you. He's like, oh, I don't understand. You're asking me a question. He didn't even answer him. He told him, we already dealt with your question. Right? You should know it already. It's simple. We already said this in shir. You should know it already. That of course is considered going down. Fine, that's what he told him then. That's all Gemara said. But the Gemara asked for our Mishnah, it doesn't seem like it. The Gemara now wants to make a deal. We want to extrapolate from our Mishnah that's the wrong halacha. We want to say that our Mishnah seems to teach us that in such a scenario, you don't go to Galus.
Why? The Mishnah says only down?
We want to say that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is teaching us that, yeah, only in the case of down. We'll get to it in a second. We'll explain the Gemara why. But right now, the Gemara wants to say, maybe our Mishnah is teaching us you're wrong. And the Gemara is going to answer, no, that's not what our Mishnah came for. So the Gemara is going to end up at the same point. But I end up saying that when you're pushing down to go up, it's considered going down. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So we're going to end up with the same halacha. We're just going to get off. We're going to ask a question, and we're going to say it's not a problem. Let's see the question for our Mishnah. The Gemara asks the question. And we're really quoting our Mishnah on top of the page. What did Mishnah say? We said in our Mishnah, which is really the second line of our page. Zach, wow, this is the rule. This is the general rule. Kol shevederech yiridasei, anything that's on its way down and it killed somebody, the person goes to galus. Shelo bederech yiridasei, if it's not on the way down, ain't a galus. You don't go to galus. That's Allah. Now, why the very simple question? This last statement, if you're not on the way down, that you told me you don't go to Galus, what's it going to bring in? What's it going to include? What's the question? I tell you, when you're going down, you go to Galus. What does that mean? Obviously, if you're Menachem, going down goes to Galus. Obviously, if you're not going down,
you're going down.
There's no Galus. I tell you, if you're on the way down, you go to Galus. What does that mean? Obviously, if you're not on the way down, there's no goal. You don't have to tell that to me. It's obvious. So what are you trying to tell me by this last statement? That if you're not on the way down, there's no goals. Maybe. We're going to include our case. Isn't it to include? Ki haigada, like this scenario. Isn't the last line in our Mishnah by telling you, if you're not on the way down, there's no goals. Isn't it coming to include our case? When I was really on the way up, but I was pushing down, and maybe it's teaching me that there's no galus.
Just saying, why did the Mishnah have to have the two clauses when it could have said it by one clause?
Right, so must be.
To include the,
it sounds like to include this case. I mean, the Mishnah tells us
that. Why is it, if he's not going down, it's not galus?
That means if you're going up, what does that mean in English?
That's easy.
No, that means if you were going up and you were pushing down,
right.
Let's have a scenario that's a mix. I'm going up, but I'm also pushing down. Our case, I'm going up the ladder. But I'm pushing the rung down, right? So we want to say it's considered going down. Maybe our Mishnah says no. If you're not on the way down, that's not called going down. Which means if I'm on the way up the ladder, if you're going to be on the way up the ladder, even though your foot's pushing down, I don't care. I want to go by you. Kosher b'derech yiridasei. If you're not on the way down, if you're loy b'derech yiridasei, there's no goals. Which I'm climbing up the ladder, but I push the rung down. There's no goals. So if you're not on the way down, there's no goals. So we want to say, our Mishnah is teaching us that we were wrong. We wanted to say, when I push the rung of the ladder, I'm climbing up and I'm pushing the rung of the ladder down, you do get galus, right? Our Mishnah seems to be telling me that there's no galus, that there's no galus. That's the Gemara's question. So I'll read it inside. It's a little hard to reading, so I'll read it again. Eisvei, why is the question from our Mishnah? Zeh klal, our Mishnah says, this is the general rule. Kol shebederech yiridasei. Every scenario which you're on the way down, Gaila, you go to Galus. If you're not on the way down, in a gala, there is no gala. So the Gemara asked the following: Shaloi b'derech yiridasai. This last statement, that if you're not on the way down, that you told me there's no galus, la'asuye mai, what are you coming to include? Lav la'asuye, are you coming to include by saying this last line? Ki haigada, like this scenario of going up for the purpose, when you push down for the purpose of going up, is it coming to include our scenario, when you're going up the ladder and you're pushing down, to teach you there's no galus? Because only if you're on the way down, that's when there's galus. If you're not on the way down, like in our case, there's no galus. We're not on the way down line. There's no galus. That is what the Gemara wants to say from our Mishnah. The Gemara asks on this, but according to your reasoning, that you're trying to learn this out of the last statement of the Mishnah, so you're making all your learning this halacha from the last statement of the Mishnah. So then I have a question on you. Kol shebederech yiridasei la'asui yemai. What about that first line of the general rule? What the rule, general rule, saying? Zakah, this is the rule. If you're on the way down, you go to Galus. That's also extra. Why is that extra? Because
it's extra.
You don't need that in our Mishnah. Because if you would have read our Mishnah totally, right? You tell me there's three cases of going down, there's Galus, right? I have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Go back to the Mishnah. If you're going down the ladder, you go with this thing, with this smoother going down, everything's down, the barrel's down, you get Galus. If you're, everything is on the way up, there's no call.
So you're saying you don't need the general qual at all, just the three examples are enough, must be enough.
Perfect.
And not even to have the general qual whatsoever.
Yeah,
so
I don't need
it's not only going out down or up, it's completely throwing everything out just using the three examples.
Yeah. I don't need your general rule. It was self understood. If I read the mission, I see three examples of going up. Three examples of going down, there is call. Going up, there's no call. So it's obvious. Anything on a up, going on an up word position, no gullus. Going down, there is gullus. So your whole statement was extra. You were thinking first only the second half of that statement was extra, right? Because it was the whole thing is extra. The whole thing is the purpose. We don't need the whole end of the Mishnah. You know, it's all self understood. So what are you going to tell me? No, that you're going to use, if you have a whole different sugi what you need that for. So what are you going to tell me? Ella, rather, what are you going to tell me? What do you need the first line for? La'asuye, to include the case of a katzav, of a butcher, who's cutting his bone.
So you need, what do you need for the proof of the butcher? What part?
Both, you're going to say both.
Because it was going down, going up?
Both, you're going to say both. Must be, what do you need that first line in the general rule for? To include a case of a butcher, which the wife is going to explain at length soon what this whole thing means, what the butcher cuts. So the whole first line of that general rule, you use to teach me the case of the butcher. So hachanami, here also, the last line of that phrase also, right? The phrase that told me, "Shalavi derech yudase inachem," lasuye katzav, is also going to include a butcher, which means it's not for your case. Again, what happened in our Gemara?
We had three cases, and we had a general rule in both directions.
Good. So what Gemara is saying now, we didn't. So what's that? Let's just back up for a minute. What happened in our Gemara? We said that if you're going up a ladder and you're pushing down, we wanted to say there's no gullus. Then we wanted to say you go to gullus. Because you're pushing the rung down. Right? We want to say the gullus.
Right.
We wanted to say, well, our Mishnah sounds like it's teaching me not like that. Because our Mishnah is superfluous. So must be telling me that you don't go to gullus. And I think our answer is no. That Mishnah, that superfluous Mishnah, is for a whole different sugya, about a butcher and a thing. The same way the first statement in that general rule is for a different sugya, for a whole thing with a butcher. Also, the second phrase, it's also for a butcher, so don't confuse yourself with that. Don't bring any questions from there. I'm not getting thrown up from there. I'm keeping my spirit, so we're staying with our same general rule. We're staying with the same halacha. If I'm going up the ladder, I'm pushing down, you go to Gauls. Our Mishnah is not talking about this topic at all. That's the Gemara comes out. Our Mishnah is not talking about this. That's the Gemara's Maskar.
I have a question. How can you conclude, without the call, how can you conclude that going up is going down? Without the
claw. Because the Gemara originally wrote the Pesukim, that we learned it out of the Pesukim.
Because of the Suam.
Yeah, we made a Jerusha.
The first three, the Suam, the example of him going, he's going down on a ladder. Where, if you take the claw out, where is it specified that going up is going down?
No, so that rule you don't see. You don't see going up. So we didn't say that you see that rule from the Mishnah. We say we know that going up is chayiv, going down, going up is pater, and going up is chayiv.
Fine.
You don't see that. That rule we know stam. That rule we will know from the pesukim. That rule we know from the pesukim that taught us already. That rule we know from the pesukim that taught us our hishlech. We have a pater that taught it to us. What we were saying we know from our Mishnah was that I know from our Mishnah going down is galus, and going up is not galus.
Fine.
But we say, so what was the last? We want to say, when do you know that going up is considered going up and not going down? We say, that you know from the last line of our Mishnah. That's what you wanted to say. But then the Gemara is saying it's not true. The end of the day, the Gemara is saying it's not true. Saying you don't see anything from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about the case of a butcher. It's not talking about our case at all. So according to our Gemara, a guy's climbing up the ladder and he's pushing the rung down. That's considered going down, right? We for a minute got thrown off from our Mishnah. So we said it's not a problem. Not a problem for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a question. Good?
We're throwing out the ladder case?
We're not throwing out the ladder case.
I'm saying that it's not what the Mishnah is talking about.
Yeah, we're throwing out our Mishnah is not talking about that. So don't bring your questions from our Mishnah on this case. It's not a question. Fine. Now I'm going to bring four interesting brises. Yeah? Chadai, you got to these four brises yet?
Yeah, it's the butcher now. Butcher.
The butcher. The butcher of the thing. Gemara. Fine. Now, what does it have to do with the katsav? The tanya, let's see the gemara. We learned the brisa. Katsav, you have a butcher. Shayim, a katsav, he was butchering. He was sitting here with a saw, with this big saw, and smashed, trying to cut the bones. So what's the guy doing? He's like swinging behind him, and he's trying to bang the bones. Trying to cut the bone with this big axe. I know what he's cutting with. And then what happens? While he's swinging, he hits the guy in the head and the guy dies. Oh. One of the workers passing by, he didn't see him, but he's with the guy like walking into the axe. And that's it, he dies. So what's the halacha? You go to Golos or you don't go to Golos? Even now in your case, you don't tell me to Golos. We're very... Let's see. The Tani, we learned to the price. Katz, you have a butcher. Oh, Rabbi Yaakov came to hear the Gemara about the butcher. The Tani, Katz, you have a butcher. You can tell us the pshat. You have four prices that all are serum. You can look on the board if you want. Look at it. Katz, we have a butcher. Shahaya Mikatzin, he was butchering. Basically, he was chopping.
Yeah.
This butcher was chopping the soup. Tanacha, the one price that says, Lefanav Chayiv, if you hit it in front of him, you're Chayiv. La'achar Apater, behind him, he's potter. Which means the guy is going like this, right? So we'll see exactly what he said. If he hits a guy in front of him, he has to go to golfs. If he hits a guy behind him, there's no golfs. He's chopping and seeing, and a guy walks behind him, he hits him in the head, he dies, there's no golfs. So that's the first. If it is in front of him, he goes to golfs. So behind him, he does not have to go to golfs. He hits a guy behind him, and he kills him. By mistake, he doesn't have to go to golfs. That's one breast. Come to the next price, son. Oh, so Tanakh, the one price that says, fun of Chayiv, in front of him he's Chayiv, La'achar Apata, behind him he's Pata. V'tanya Ida, we learned another price that says the opposite. La'achar, he hits him behind him, he's Galus. The fun of that he is Pata, then he's exempt from Galus. V'tanya Ida, comes another price that says, Bein lefanav, bein la'achar of chayiv. Whether he's the guy in front of him or behind him, he always has to go to golos. The tani, there comes a fourth brisa. It says bein lefanav, bein la'achar of pater. You always pater no matter what. So it's funny. We have four brisas. We're talking about the same case, but a butcher. We have to understand that one brisa says he hits him in front of him by mistake and he kills him. He goes to golos. He hits him behind him. He's left for golos. Second brisa says if he hits him in front of him, there's no gullus. Behind him, there is gullus. Kind of third brisa. If he hits him in front of him, there is gullus. Behind him, there is gullus. And the fourth brisa say in front of him, it's exempt. Behind him, it's exempt. So you have four brisa that seem to say a different story. So how does it all work out? The Gemara says simple. The Gemara does not bother. It's not a problem. Like kasha. It's not a kasha. Why? It's totally four different scenarios. Like kasha, not a kasha. Seems to be top of the Gemara can figure out. Say four things sound like all not making sense. It's not a kasha. Kan, over here, meaning in the first case, the Yerida Shalafana, he was going down, when he was hitting the axe, down, what's in front of him? But Aliyah Shalafa, meaning what, when did he hit the guy? What's the first case? The first case, he told me like this. When it says in front of him, he's chayiv, means like this. He went like this. So if he's in behind him, so he was on the way up, he's on the way up, and he hit the guy in the head. No, well, he's on the way up. He's on the way down, and he hit the guy. He's on the way down. There is gullus. So if it's in front of him, so he's on the way down, there is gullus. It's behind him, he's lifting up. That's the case, lifting up behind him. So on the way up, there's no gullus. That's the first pressing. So it's very clear. If it's in front of him, he's going like this, he's hitting the bones, and he hit the guy in the head, there is gullus. Behind him, he was trying to lift up. But even though he was trying to lift up to go down, doesn't matter. We look at what you did. That's the main point of this gemara. He was lifting up in order to go down. We don't care about your attention. We care about what you were doing right now. We don't care about what you're trying to result, your end result. If you were, even though you were putting it, lifting up to get more strength to lift in front, since I hit the guy in the act of lifting up, there's no gullus. That's the first press. So if it was lifting up and hit the guy, no gullus. Down, there is gullus. Because again, it's an aliyah, letera for yerida. This is the opposite of argument. We had before yerida, going up, right? Going up the ladder, and the rung is going down. Now we're the opposite. Now here, you lifted it up, the intention to go down. Doesn't matter. If you were lifting up, there's no gullus. That is the first case. So again, low kasha. It's not a kasha. Why? Can be yerida shalafana. You were talking about a case where it was going down in front of him. Fa'aliyah, he was lifting up shal achra behind him. And therefore, in front of him, he's chayim. And behind him, he's patur. Kan, what's the second brisa? Fa'aliyah shal afanah. That if he hit the guy when he was lifting up. He wanted to get it good, so he was lifting it up. He wasn't even swinging it. Then he hit, lifting up, but he hit the guy. He's on the way up. Suppose Allah Hora, bro. He's on the way up. No gullus. So on the way down, behind him there is gullus. It all depends on what you were doing. Behind there, it's always if you are on the way, if wherever you are, in front of you, behind you, whenever you're on the way down, there's gullus. Way up, there's gullus. So over here, if you're on the way down, up in front of him, from that point on, on the way up, there's no gullus. So you're on the way up. If you're on the way down, there is gullus. Go, you understand? So far, so good. Fine. That's the second case. That's the Gemara's second case. Kan, what's the third case? The Yerida Shalafana. Even in the third case, when we said in front of him there is gullus. So again, he was going down in front of him, so therefore there is gullus. Vishal Achra and behind him, both scenarios are talking about the guy got hit on the way down, and the axe was in a downward motion. Kan, in the fourth price, right here. But Aliyah, when it was the axe in the upward motion, Shalafana, in front of him, Vishal Achra and behind him, say they're all not a stira. All the cases are, everything makes sense. Whenever you're going in an upward motion, there's no gullus. In a downward motion, there is gullus. Doesn't matter if you're in front, behind, right?
So how does that fit into the
Rishon Sefer? So how does this explain our Mishnah? We're trying to say that this is the general rule of our Mishnah. How is this the general rule of our Mishnah? That's a good question. The answer is like this. Now, what do we say? If you're on the way down, you get gullus. What was the first line? If you're on the way down, you get gullus. Which means what? Let's say I was on the way down. I didn't want to hit now. I was on the way down, so I'm like this. Boom. I was on the way down, get like a good grip on it, and come up to go back down. So, it was a yerida, which is really a tarach aliyah. Then you still get gullus. Even if, right, what happened to the guy? He's going like this. He wants to go down. So you get over his shoulder, so he can come back and in. He wants to get like good, he wants to get swoosh, good bang. He's cutting. So he went down, to go up, to bang.
And as he's going down,
the first down, on the first time he went down, the axe falls and hits the guy in the head.
Right.
So that's so really, it was a yerida, which is for the purpose of an aliyah, right?
Right.
So I would think, since my main purpose of doing this is to lift it up, there's no gullus. Comes in first, Mishnah says, no, Zakla. If it's the way down, When you hit the guy, you go to Golas.
The first thing is removing intention.
Removing attention.
Right, we're getting attention. Like, oh,
no, it's removing attention. It's basically telling us that it's by action.
Right.
You're on the way down. That's not true.
Even the whole, that doesn't matter your name. I was on the way down. So that's our mission. If you were on the way down, even though it was just for the purpose of going up, that's called closer with Derek with our son. Even if it was for the purpose of picking up, you go to God. That's the first. What's the next? What was the second part of this general rule in our mission? What was the second part? He said, if you're not going down, if you're not on the way down, there's no ghost. If you're not on the way down. So what's the chazum here? If you're not on the way down, it means, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it say? If you're not on the way down, there's no ghost. So, which means the same thing over here. Let's say also, I was lifting it in order to put it down. Let's say behind me. I was lifting it up for the purpose of being down behind me, right? I picked it up and I hit the guy in there. Why was I picking it up now?
Yeah.
The purpose of going down. We don't look at your purpose. If your action was not going down right now, if you're not going down this minute,
the first part says,
if you're going down, close that clock. If you're, you have to be on the way down, which means...
So that already tells us that the second part's irrelevant.
No, the first part tells me it's two opposite cases. One is Aliyah and Tzarek. You really want to read the Tzarek Aliyah. Two, it's backwards. It makes sense. I'm saying you might not realize one from the other, but first one's like this. If it's Derek Yerido, then you go to God.
Well,
let's say I was going down for the purpose of going up.
So what's the difference?
Because passion. If you ask me, I would say, you look at what... This is just like a mid-action. This is like a middle of my thing. I'm going down to go up.
Okay, fine, but you already solved it.
Listen, come to the first line. The first line, Mishnah says.
Right.
That it doesn't matter. You still go to Golas because that's called going down.
Fine, good, now.
Because we're there for you. So that was, what was that case? That case is I was going down to go up with okay. What is the opposite? Let's say I was going up to go down. I was going up in order to go down.
Okay.
So maybe I would think also, maybe you should go by my intention, call that going down. Kazi says, no, that's called going up. It's the two opposite cases. The first case is saying, when you're going down, even though it's to go up, it's considered going down. Good?
Fine.
That's the first. Second case is, when you were going up, even though it was to go down, it's still considered going up.
Okay.
It's just the same along backwards.
The vision line
to be clear. Talk like that. Tell you both ways. That's not so true. Because... You could
you're
say.
What I'm saying, as soon as you say one, it doesn't eliminate the other.
Not necessarily. Because I can tell you that even this is much more. You can tell me even if this was not so much part of my taking down, I would tell you much more when you lift it over. Maybe that's much more part of it.
They're just going to ask the question: were you going down or not?
But yeah, but you don't see necessarily that. You don't really see. I mean, if you're on the derech and you read down, I still have a question. It's not so clear. Just because you tell me on the way down to go up is not, there is a difference between going up. But you could say this case is really part of the going down. Even if you tell me when it went down, it's not part of going up, because that's like a whole thing to go down. But the thing's like, it's like a middle of my action, it's like midway. No, I'm coming up to go down.
Right.
So I would think that is called going down. That's part of my going down.
It's connected.
Comes to you and say it's not connected. If it happened when you're going up, there's a little different.
If you're going down,
we look at your action, not at your thought.
I don't know if that's the svar, because if you're saying that's the whole svar, it's simple.
If you're saying the whole point is you look at your action, not what you were doing, it's simple. It's not even worth saying more than that. It's not just saying it sounds like that's considered a different maisa. We're splitting the action. We're saying it's two different actions. We're looking, but over here, coming over your shoulder, maybe that's one act, part of one big action.
Right.
You're coming from here over here. Come to the last case, Mr. says, no. If you're not on the way down, there's no goals. I was coming up to go down. I don't care. That's still two different actions. That's what Agamara said.
Well, stop here. So hopefully tomorrow we'll start the new Gemara.
Stopping.
Hopefully tomorrow. I didn't
understand. Our case is a little bit different. Our case. How does our case fit in them? Because our case.
Which is our case? The going up the ladder.
But our case is different.
Which our case?
Our case is a little bit different. Why? Because in all these cases, you have the axe, right? And whichever direction the person is going is it's one piece, meaning.
he's going down or he's going on, right? In our case, it's opposite. In our case, he's stepping down, he's going up, but the thing that's killing him is going down. You see what I'm saying?
It's a tire pushing down in all
the other cases, he himself is going in the same
the purpose of going up. So I was going down for the purpose of going up.
Pushing down.
So the knee is going up, I was going to get a better grip on the hammer.
Right.
So I was going down for the purpose of going up.
Right.
So how do you do that? You look at it and it's like going down. Or like going up.
Are you
like
one?
Plus, in the
I think our mission is covering our case.
Sure.
Right.
But
these cases all come in our mission is coming specifically for our case. Two different directions. Because all of those are covered by the first statement of the mission.
Okay, then why did it say our case is for the butcher? This case is for both cases of the butcher. I'm saying the Gemara said not like that. Gemara said the butcher case is the first case is about to come down, and the next case is about to come up. The Gemara is clear, it's for two different, for both these scenarios. If you have a kash, you say, once I know that going down is not going up, so of course going up is not going down. It's the obvious you're asking.
Right.
You're asking, you still don't know why you need two statements in the general rule.
Only for our case.
But then why doesn't it say? You're saying, that you have a kash in the morning, you don't understand why you need two different statements. Then why doesn't it say? Then why is it clearly not? Then why is it our case is a different story? Our whole Gemara is not about our case.
You say that the Gemara is not about
our case. That's the whole Gemara's story. Our Mishnah is not talking about our case at all.
So where are we holding it with our case?
No, what can you say? Well, Pasuk told me that there's no Gala. Pasuk told me you don't go to Gala, so you don't go to Gala. That we have a Pasuk in the future. The Pasuk told me that there is Gala. The Pasuk told me that. The Pasuk told me.
On the way down is Gala. We don't know what it's looking at. No.
What is our case exactly? Is that the guy is going up the ladder and he pushed the rug down. That's
right.
The pasuk. The pasuk told me that that's called going down.
What pasuk told you that?
The pasuk.
Where are you learning
that? The Gemara said it. That's the Gemara's heresy. That's what's that like? No, we already talked about your Shiloh. So we already talked about it. That's what the Gemara for a second said.
We already covered your.